You're listening to SBS News.
Just as concerns about the health of the global economy were easing, the benchmark S&P 500 stock index recorded its biggest one-day percentage drop since October. Economist Tendai Kapfidze explains.
The fear is that if China slows, a lot of the global economy will slow as well, given the vast trade linkages that China has with the entire world.
The Wall Street sell-off mirrored similar falls on stock markets in Europe and Japan. Hilary Kramer from Kramer Capital Research says uncertainty is affecting the market.
What we're going through is a sobering effect. It's the realization that anything can happen at any time, which throws a damper into the market.
Companies that rely on travel and tourism saw steep losses after state media reported that China has stopped its citizens from booking overseas tours in a bid to curtail the spread of the virus. The travel ban is more bad news for the Australian tourism industry, already reeling from the devastating bushfire season. Senator Simon Birmingham is the Federal Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment.
Our tourism operators who employ around 1 in 13 Australians across the country are going to be doing it tough.
1.4 million Chinese visitors travel to Australia each year, spending almost $12 billion, more than travellers from any other country. In 2017, about a quarter of Chinese travellers came with tour groups. And some tourists in Sydney say the travel ban is a good idea.
Definitely a good idea. Yeah. It's for our country, better for our country, better for other country. It's a responsibility to protect other country and protect our country.
While others aren't concerned.
In San Francisco, we don't have, you know, only few people wear masks. You know, it's not that scary. That's how I feel.
PricewaterhouseCoopers has produced economic modelling originally to estimate what would happen if China restricted, for a year, the number of citizens who could visit or study in Australia. The results suggest Australia's gross domestic product would fall by $2.3 billion and that 20,000 full-time equivalent jobs would disappear. PricewaterhouseCoopers chief economist Jeremy Thorpe explains.
There's just under around $10 billion of expenditure in Australia by those groups. If we see constraints put on those groups, that's going to be a significant shock.
Comsec's chief economist Craig James is hopeful that shock will only be short-term.
It has a big impact in terms of airlines and hotels and tour operators, even in terms of retailers. So it certainly will have an effect on the economy. Hopefully, it's not a lasting effect.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.